Welcome to the Ultimate Insurance Agency Podcast. Planet of the Agents.
Planet of the Agents.
Where we give you the...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Planet of the Agents. I'm your host, Dave Baker. Thank you for joining me on the show. I don't know about you, but for me, recording the show is honestly one of the best parts of my day, so I hope that you enjoy listening to the show as much as I do making it. Now, before I get started in today's episode, where we are going to talk about the hard market. What does it mean? And what does it mean for you? I just wanted to remind you to tap the little subscribe button or click the plus sign if you're listening on a podcast show or podcast platform. If you're on YouTube, you want to click the notification bell or whatever it takes to make it so that you subscribe to the show. I believe there's also a follow button for those of you who listen on some different apps like Spotify or Stitcher. Additionally, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can always do that at planetoftheagents.com. Now, not only can you contact me there, but that's where you can sign up for my newsletter, where I'm going to continue to discuss resources for agents, hopefully some helpful tips. And additionally, I do have a course that is upcoming, which is going to be focused on selling commercial insurance and how to sell commercial insurance. It's not just going to be some kind of course about forms and things like that. I want it to be practical, applicable things that you can use in your business so that you can sell commercial insurance. And if you've never done it before, that's okay, as long as you have a license, of course, and you meet the requirements. But it might be a refresher for some people. But I'm going to tell you and teach you some of the actual techniques that I have used over my almost 20 years in business. And as I record this episode, I am getting closer to being 20 years in the insurance industry. Okay. So in today's episode, like I said, we are going to talk about the hard market. First of all, what is a hard market in insurance? That means that placing business obviously becomes more difficult or harder. It also means that you see higher premiums and you see less admitted and what we call standard market carriers taking business. That means that some of those top well-known household names are not going to be offering coverage to so many people. In fact, what you're seeing is a lot of non-renewals. So where do you go with this business? Okay, it's your favorite spot, everybody. The surplus lines market, often known as the excess market or the non-admitted market. Now, me being a wholesaler, obviously I love that. I am also involved in the retail side of the business, and it's a little bit different. Obviously, it's not enjoyable to see a series of non-renewals from companies that we've worked with for years or that you have worked with for many years, where you start getting these notices saying they're not writing this line of business anymore. I mean, I'm really seeing that in some classes of business. Now, obviously, if you're following what's going on, which I know a lot of you are, you know that some huge, big name, multi-billion dollar carriers are just dropping so many people. Some are canceling every policy in a certain state or in a certain region. And that can be significant, especially if you have hundreds of accounts. And I know a lot of you out there do. I meet a lot of rural agents, people in smaller towns, because I personally really enjoy that, going to meet agents who are, you know, just in small towns. They're so important in their community, and I just love that. Now, I'm not saying, you know, there's anything wrong with the agents out there in big cities like Miami and Los Angeles and New York. These are, you know, big, huge spots. But all of you out there in the rural areas, the small towns, you know, the role you play in your community is very different. But what always shocks me is the size of the book of business. I think of all the times I've driven through what I call rural parts of the Northwest of the United States and in Nevada as well. Yes, there are things that I would call rural, meaning not urban, in Nevada. It's not just a desert. And I'm shocked at the size of the books of business some of you have. I'm so proud of you. I'm so impressed. What you've built is amazing. And not all of you are just writing in your city or town or your county, etc. But I cannot believe when I go to a mom and pop agency like I just did, and they might have, you know, $30 million worth of business. I've got to say that's a little bit shocking to me. But I see it. It happens. And it's pretty exciting. So the hard market. Okay. Is it fun? If you like filling out paperwork. I know insurance agents love to fill out paperwork. But Here's how I see it. You know what I'm going to say if you listen to my show. It's called opportunity. Okay. So let's say it all together. Opportunity. Now, why am I saying that? Okay, I did mention that a hard market means it's harder to place business. But what was the other thing that I said? Higher premiums. Isn't that something that you actually want in terms of commission? And, you know, if you're receiving a certain percentage commission, the premium goes up, you're inherently, you know, getting a raise. Now, at the same time, do I enjoy paying higher premiums? No, of course not. I personally have seen my own premiums increased in my personal lines accounts. My own personal lines insurance, my own homeowner's insurance has gone up. My auto insurance, I don't even want to look at it, but I do. Do I sit around and shop it trying to save 10 bucks? No. If I could stay with a top-rated carrier, I do believe in insurance, so obviously I choose to do that. The price is not my primary factor, just like you tell your customers, because you're not selling just the price. But times are very different now. Okay, this isn't 2018. This isn't a race to the bottom where you're seeing carriers saying, oh, we can quote this for $250 a year. Oh, I do not get those emails anymore. Now I'm getting a different kind of email saying, we're stable, we're here, we can help you. So what's the deal here? There is huge opportunity in front of you. With the hard market, with you having to go to surplus lines wholesalers and general agents and MGAs and MGUs and everyone in between, and some of them have their own programs that are admitted and not surplus lines, which is great if available, and sometimes they have great coverage enhancements. But let's talk about a few aspects of how this applies to your life. And I'll just rattle them off in no specific order. Number one, does surplus lines insurance mean that the coverage is more restrictive, or we can just use a generic term of worse? Well, not necessarily. Sometimes a policy form is not approved by a state, but that doesn't mean that it's specifically worse. In fact, some surplus lines carriers offer quite a few policy enhancements, property enhancements, additional endorsements that you can ask about. And while you can't just see them all on a webpage necessarily, what they offer could actually be, you know, better in some cases. Now, just to be careful, I want to say that I can't comment on any specific policy. I'm not comparing anything specific. I'm just saying that sometimes a surplus carrier might actually offer more endorsements than an admitted carrier. It just depends on the situation. Each situation is unique. Obviously, you need to review the policy forms and review them with your customer and make sure that you have a good understanding of them. Number two, the opportunity here is very significant. I consider this number two very important. It makes it so that you don't have to compete as much with the online direct writers and the online companies that are just pumping out quotes and people are binding them online. There are a lot of people who are probably going to be receiving non-renewal notices because they are in a class of business that suffered a lot of claims, there were losses, and what happens? Well, they don't renew those people, and then they come to you. So now you have less competition. This is where the value of the agent shines. So let's go to number three. Your value as an insurance agent is being able to shop the markets. Before AI takes over the insurance world, you still have this huge opportunity to do something with it. You can help people find the coverage that they need by going to various surplus lines markets, wholesalers, etc., whoever you need to. Of course, you can reshop it first with your admitted markets, and ideally that is the quote you want to get. You want to be in compliance with the rules of your state or municipalities, whoever's dealing with that in your location. You want to comply, of course, by trying to find admitted quotes first. But if you can't, at least you have the opportunity to do something that a regular consumer cannot run out and do online. This, to me, is significant. So, number four, this, to me, is also a chance to build your business. Seriously. I mean, now you might be able to grow because you can actually help people when they simply cannot find quotes. There are people who have come back to me after, I can't even tell you how long. I don't even know. I just recognize their names. I'm like, oh, you're back. oh, that other company is gone or they're not writing anymore. They pulled out of your state or your class of business. I mean, that's significant. You're still here and their old company is gone. What does that mean? Well, that means for you that you could now regain their loyalty because you're there for them. It's a great opportunity. One thing that you might want to consider doing is reaching out to people who previously requested quotes that might have gone somewhere else. I'm hoping that you are keeping a database, keeping a client list, a potential lead list. You can go back to people later if you have a shortage of business. Now, very interestingly, I do not regularly hear anybody telling me that they have a shortage of customers. I hear people tell me things like, I'm not going to write $75 premiums anymore, and I understand that. Probably because getting a commission of $7.50 to possibly $15, maybe $18, I don't know what you're getting. Well, that's not great. And there was a time when I could have eaten lunch for $5, but that time is not today. In fact, honestly, trying to find lunch for under $10 is not even easy. But the point of the story and the point of this episode is to tell you, rather than fretting or being upset about how things have changed, how you might have to fill out some applications, how you might have to do some things, look at the opportunity you have here. I find it to be really significant. I actually smile a little bit because I think, wow, now agents are, what a comeback, you know, what a comeback. You've got the need for you, the agent, to help the consumer find a carrier, find coverage. And I think a lot of people are going online and finding out that they can't do that. And I know this because I went and did some test quotes from things I think I quoted in the past, tried to get a quote from a website, like an online insurtech company, and I couldn't get it. It said that's not available. And I was surprised because I think I'd gotten that quote before. Now, how do you find places to write business? Well, some of you already have some wholesalers you work with or surplus lines brokers and things like that. You're certainly welcome to reach out to Baker Insurance and Bonds, which you can find online at yesbaker.com. That's YESBAKER.com. Click the new producer button. You can sign up for free right now. And you'll get access to some online quoting, some real-time quoting, but also some harder things to place, like pollution liability, liquor liability, general liability. And now might be the time in your life when you want to start going after a niche business. I try to address the concept of niche businesses when I make the show, and I try to talk about it quite a bit. If it's something you want to hear about, you want more strategies for getting niche business, feel free to contact me and let me know what you'd like me to address on the show. Again, you can do that at planetoftheagents.com. All right, well, I look forward to seeing or talking to you all in the next episode. Please make sure you subscribe to the show. I appreciate your comments, your thumbs up, the letters you write me, the funny comments that I get. Some of you share your life story. Some of you have other tales that I will not share on the show because you have quite interesting things to share. Now, if you are going to be at the upcoming convention in Las Vegas in May, feel free to say hi to me if you see me there. That'd be great. I'd love to meet some more people. I will be at the ABU show on sometime, I believe, it's around May 1st to May 5th. Don't quote me on the exact dates, but feel free to say hi to me. And if you are coming out to some of the shows, I believe there's a Big Eye event in Tucson or somewhere in Arizona, I will be there probably in July and in August. I'm also going to probably make another episode about convention season, all the cool conventions coming up. I am thinking of going to some conventions in other states, not just in the West, but hopefully in the East or the Midwest for the first time. I've enjoyed conventions in many Western states, and I would love to meet more of you and see how the markets are treating you. I do get the opportunity to speak with agents all over the country, and I really enjoy that, but talking on the phone and being in the circle with the agents to feel the energy is very, very different. All right, everybody. Cannot wait to talk to you in the next episode. Take care. I'll see you all soon.
Thanks for listening to Planet of the Agents. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And head over to our website at planetoftheagents.com to sign up for our newsletter and get even more information. on how to grow your insurance agency.